TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go! This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Let's rip it up. Rip it up. Rip it up. That's my Senator Mitch McConnell impression. Bipartisan. Not a fan of his, but be that as it may. Welcome to Share Funny, where we are funny and
we're sharing it.
Yeah. Then you should share that with everyone and say, hey, have you heard this? And then tell them to listen to all of our stuff.
Hey.
You know, everything from the regular old show to the podcast to when we do something on the internet to a video to whatever it is. We would like for you to tell everybody, hey, check them out. Give them a try. Do a trial.
Yeah.
Free trial. That's what every day is, a free trial of the Ace and TJ network.
Yeah.
You know?
I never thought of it that way.
Every day is a free trial and an extended free trial.
Hey, if you don't like it, you get your money back.
A lifetime free trial.
No, I don't say lifetime.
Oh.
Because we may end up charging something one day.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Just for now,
like if I'm ever showing my ass on something on acetj.tv, it's going to cost people.
Oh, Lord.
Showing your ass?
Yeah. If I decided to do the cooking show one day with nothing on but an apron, then when I turn around to the stove.
That's what I'm talking about.
It'd be like that. Uh-oh, you must be making hamburgers today because I see them buns.
I like that.
I see them buttery buns.
Ooh, nice.
The food inspector going to freak out.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she going to want to inspect them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Food inspector. Are there women that do that job, Alexis? The what are they called? The health inspectors for restaurants and all?
Yeah, they do.
Are they harder to deal with than the men ones?
They definitely are.
Well, that's odd because you never hear that. You never hear that women are harder to deal with than men in cases like that.
Harder to deal with in what way?
They're just going to be very particular about everything, while some of the guys are going to be a little bit more lenient.
Yeah. Would you, as a consumer, would you want the more particular or the more lenient?
As a consumer, I'm going with more particular in that case.
I would, too.
I learned something from Alexis today, TJ, that I find, and I like knowing stuff like this. It's interesting. But I did not know. There's a formula for, you were saying the other day, how the lady never came back to our table when we were having dinner Friday night.
Yeah.
It's the formula is 2 minutes or two bites. It's either 2 minutes or once they see you take a second bite, they're supposed to come back to your table to check on you to see if everything's okay for your food.
Yeah.
I love that.
Uh-huh. Well, hers was 20 minutes and for me, no bites.
No bites.
Because I was waiting on her to come back to cook my burger some more. Have you ever been involved in anyone trying to bribe one of the health inspector people or anything like that?
No. Not, and usually, like, the kitchen manager or the chef is the one that deals with the inspector. Like, as a front of house manager, when the inspector came in, I would run. I'm like, go get this person.
Do they wear a uniform?
Or
do they show up with their clipboard or their iPad or whatever, and you just know who they are?
Yeah, you just know who they are. And they come in that white government car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, yeah, I know. It's the worst day. Whenever you see a health inspector in a restaurant industry and you're a manager, it is the worst day.
Yeah, same with with if you're a hair salon and you see the inspector walking in, mm-hmm. which, again, I don't get. I don't get that one. Why is there so much government control over people doing hair?
And what do they have to inspect?
Like if you're doing, you got a health inspector coming around at a restaurant. Okay, we get that. It could make the public sick. It could, you know, whatever. But what's the big thing if somebody messes up your hair?
Right.
So it's not, you're not putting the public in danger in any way.
Are they trying to see if the clippers are clean and things like that?
Everything. But some of it is like if there is hair on the floor, that's a slipping hazard and things like that. But they come around and they check. I don't know what all they check, but they check. They're very nitpicky at a hair salon. Like it's.
I did not know that the health inspector inspects hair salons.
Mm-hmm. I wonder when they started doing that. Like, did something happen, and then they're like, now we have to have health inspectors in there.
It's just a way for the government to squeeze money and take control over businesses.
They always want to take our money.
Yep, that's what they do. And again, that's where I don't think a hair salon should have to be licensed by the government to operate. If they get a reputation for doing hair well, then people go. If they screw up enough people's hair, people won't go. They go out of business. What does it matter? And what does the government know? Not a damn thing. Yeah. I bet if you went to one of these kitchen inspectors' houses, Alexis, their house would be dirty
as
hell.
Disgusting, exactly. Sticky spots everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have their chicken over their fish.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, they probably cross-contaminate like crazy when they're cooking.
They probably only have one cutting board.
If they even cook. Mm-hmm. They may eat meals that they get bribed with every day. They may not ever even have to cook.
Right.
People are always just trying to suck up to them. Like they do preachers.
Yeah.
You know, preachers rarely have to eat at home if they don't want to.
Yeah.
Somebody's always looking to buy the preacher lunch or dinner or come to our house, preacher, because they think it's going to get them into heaven.
They're going to get points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Preachers can get all kinds of gifts.
I should be a preacher.
Tickets, everything.
They get free stuff like that?
Yeah, people always want to give the preacher something because they make a thing, make them think. Now, preachers don't necessarily go around asking for it, but they're like, hey, preacher, I know you graduated from Clemson, and I got two tickets to the Clemson game Saturday, but I'm not going to be able to go. Do you want them? Meanwhile, he's got other people probably closer to him than the preacher is that would love to have those tickets, but they'd go give them to the preacher because, you know, you get in good with the preacher. You do something nice for him.
How do you become a preacher?
Well, it depends on what faith you are. Some of them make you go to school for it. Some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, I don't know why you got to go to school to get the Spirit of the Lord. You either got it or you don't.
Well, I don't know. I think it's helpful if you know the material.
Yeah, I mean, but you can know the material without having to go to some college with a bunch of, you know, Marxist professors trying to teach you about stuff.
So the seminary professors, are those professors Marxist also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Duke has a big, program? Divinity program and stuff.
I didn't know.
Yeah, and you know that they're not hiring any professors that aren't full liberals.
Yeah,
especially in the Methodist faith. Methodist faith has broken apart because of liberalism in the Methodist church. A lot of them aren't even Methodist anymore. They're just church now.
I don't even know what Methodist religion, what they believe in.
Meth. Worship meth. It's in between
the god of meth.
The way I figured from all the years that I was Methodist, because my wife was Methodist, is Methodist, it's kind of a lighter version of Baptist meets a lighter version of Catholic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but you weren't that religion growing up?
No, I was Southern Baptist growing up.
And did you have to, like, do a ceremony to turn Methodist?
No.
Oh, you just say I'm Methodist?
Because I wouldn't have. The way I always say it's one of my favorite things, and my wife gets tired of hearing it. when we got married, she was Methodist, I was Baptist, so we compromised, and I'm Methodist.
Nice compromise.
Yeah. But it is has become a really politically liberal faith in a lot of areas. Methodist. Yeah.
Then I ended up becoming Methodist because I started going, TJ invited us to come to their church when we moved up.
But that's how you just become Methodist. You just go to the church and all of a sudden you're Methodist.
Yeah, well, you can switch. Yeah.
I went and thought, okay, I like these people. I like the message because my wife and I, at the time, my first wife and I were from very different, we're from different religious background. And it seemed like the Methodist church was the best place for us to meet in the middle and combine beliefs. Because I grew up Baptist, but I was always like Baptist light. And so it just seemed like the Methodist church was the Methodist church at the time was a good fit. So we started going to church there where TJ and Jody were going. It was really great. Loved everybody, loved the church and all that.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the Methodist
got the church in the divorce.
The Methodist faith, though, they always say they will accept any Christian baptism to receive communion. Mm. So,
like it crosses over, they can they accept.
Yeah, any Christian faith.
That's so interesting. Like you just all of a sudden your whole life you're one religion, and then you go to a Methodist. All right, now I'm Methodist.
Yeah, but they're
no,
not.
But like, that's not so like weird the beliefs to me.
Not polar opposites or anything. Yeah. The beliefs are fairly similar.
But the religion you were raised in is super unique, and it's its own thing, and the own set of beliefs and all of that that don't cross over to any other faith.
Yeah, I never went to another church outside of Jehovah's Witness church until I was an adult. Mm-hmm. Like, even thinking about going into a church was scary to me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get, like, kicked out if I go into a church.
Because the windows scared you?
The windows and the light.
What do you thought? You thought that if the Jehovah's Witness people found out you went to a different church, they'd kick you out?
Yeah, or they'd be upset or something. I don't know. I just...
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
They're like, what? It looks like you've been in stained glass. Have you had stained glass shining on you?
Right.
We can tell. You're disfellowship.
Disfellowship kicked out. Get out.
Rob could be a damn Jehovah's Witness. As much as he likes to sit with the windows closed. And
he doesn't like gifts, so he wouldn't celebrate his birthday or Christmas.
No. Yeah.
Perfect.
He would love it.
Yeah, tell your mom to try to get him in. He can take your spot.
Yeah, he can take my spot. She'll love it.
Do your parents still go to Mass every week, Riggins?
Yeah.
They go on Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, they go on Saturday.
Yeah.
They just changed churches, which is like a big deal.
Yeah.
They're now part of the largest parish in the country, which is, oddly enough, it's not far from here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So does it take a long time to receive communion?
They don't even go to the church. They go to an auxiliary building, I think.
Yeah.
For a Saturday Mass or something like that. It's for like old people, Saturday Mass. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many people there. But that's what they do. They get into like things and then they take them over. So I know that's what they're doing. They just want to be like, they want to be in charge of it. They can't help it.
But what's Mass?
It's our service.
Oh, just a weekly service?
Yeah.
And do you Methodists have a service like that too, like Mass? Do you do that?
Yeah.
Similar to that?
Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings.
Yeah, but it's not similar to anything Catholic.
Oh.
Other than, you know, the communion may be a little bit closer to that. But like in the Baptist church, communion is done at your seat. Like they bring and serve it to you while you're at your seat. Methodist, you have to get up and wait in the line in the aisle and walk up and... They do two different kinds where they'll either hand you the bread and then a little cup with the juice in it, and then you go over to the altar and kneel down and pray and do
that. Oh, it's not wine? It's juice?
Juice, yeah, grape juice. And then you can go to the other side where you take the bread and dip it into the chalice and then eat it, then pray. But, yeah, a Methodist minister is the one who invented grape juice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His name was Welch. He was a Methodist minister.
I love Welch's
grape juice. I went to the Methodist church and everybody was doing communion. I was like, what? this is going to take forever.
Yeah, like I got to wait in line.
I was like,
yeah.
What have we had? We all have to go get in the line?
To get juicy bread.
What? Because I wasn't used to that. It was like, because doing it, you know, matter, they always, you know, pass the little tray. Mm-hmm. Everybody takes a little thing.
You take your cracker and your juice, and then you wait. And when everybody's got theirs in the Baptist church, then the preacher will say, you know, whatever needs to be said, and say, take and eat. And then everybody eats their cracker. And then he does the next thing, take and drink. And then you drink your, it's all done together.
So how long does it take for church to be done if you have to wait for everybody to get their juice and crackers?
It's part of the service. So it's still an hour long service.
Mm-hmm. So, well, sometimes the preacher would cut things a little shorter on communion days, and some days not. It would take a lot longer.
Oh, it's not every week that they do that.
No, not in the Methodist church.
Oh.
They do it every week at Catholic, right? Every mass has a communion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the third Sunday of the month?
I think so. Yeah.
And then we'd be like,
oh man, we're doing this again.
In the Baptist church as a kid,
so
growing up in the Central Time Zone during football season, the Saints game started at noon. So there were sometimes my preacher growing up, before he ran off with the church secretary, he was, true story, the guy that baptized me did that.
It.
He was like, everybody loved him, but he would get wound up and just get going. And I can remember hearing, I don't have my keys with me, but hearing, sitting in the church and looking at my little watch as a kid, be like, we've been in here a long time. And it'd be like 5 minutes after 12, and he would just now be starting the altar call. I'm thinking, you know, this is terrible, because I didn't really understand as a kid, but like, please don't let anybody join this church today. We've got to go, man. If people would do, you would hear people like, jingle, they would just jingle their keys, mm-hmm. like as a sign of, hey, you know,
we gotta go.
We've been here an hour, my man. Like,
hurry it up.
We are not gonna beat the Methodist to Piccadilly.
Pastor or father, whatever you call them. What a preacher.
Preacher. Yeah,
or in the Baptist church, you call him brother.
Yeah.
Brother. Hurry up, brother.
Yeah. Brother Richards.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12:05. You're just now starting the altar call. Well, this is not working out well today.
I remember that communion in the Baptist church growing up was done at the Sunday night service.
Church on a Sunday night.
Yeah. Southern Baptists, they have services Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night.
Oh, I thought Jehovah's Witness was bad.
Yeah, I went my whole life. I went every Wednesday night.
Well,
because we would go. We had until I was in high school. We had choir practice because I was in like the kids' choir, and then we would have supper there. So my mom would come. We'd all have, you know, everybody would have supper at the church on Wednesday nights. They had a cafeteria and everything. And then after that, we would go to RA's, which was, you know, Royal and Baptist. And it's what you did. Everybody was there. And then we would go. I wasn't as regular with Sunday school as I was necessarily with big church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then when we first moved up here to the big city, and I was driving, we didn't have kids yet or anything, but when I was driving by the baseball field and I noticed that they were playing baseball on Wednesday night, I was like, what in the world is going on here? They schedule baseball games on Wednesday night. And that's the moment that I realized that we now live amongst a bunch of godless Yankees.
Godless.
Nobody in Winfield, Louisiana would ever be at a baseball game on Wednesday night. They just didn't schedule them. You played on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and that was it. Saturday games were only special occasion things, like opening day and stuff like that.
Our opening day was Saturday, and only if you had a rain out would you play on a Saturday or a Wednesday until school was out. And once school was out for the summer, we didn't go to church on Wednesday nights.
And this was church baseball?
No.
Oh, like your school baseball?
No. Just regular summer league baseball.
Oh.
Yeah.
We didn't have it. Until school was out, like the first, 6 weeks of the season or so, we didn't have any.
Yeah, I don't think we played high school baseball on Wednesdays either, Wednesday night.
Probably not.
It was back when people were more closely, you know, adjoined to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Before them internets came along.
That's right.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers' data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/ACETJ. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/ACETJ right now to learn more.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ Family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Well, it's happening in New Zealand now, but it'll be happening here soon. They are now taxing cow and sheep burps and farts.
What? Say that again?
They are putting a tax on cow and sheep burps and farts because it puts methane in the air, and that's what they say is a contributor to climate change. So.
How do they know?
Well, I guess it, if you are a farmer, if you're a farmer or somebody or whoever, and you, it's probably an extra tax per cow and per sheep.
I'd be like, my cow doesn't burp or fart.
Yeah. And again, there is no proof that a cow fart or a sheep fart is changing the globe's climate one way or the other. Yet, we're taxing it.
That's wild.
So, New Zealand today, U.S. America next week, probably.
You're probably going to start taxing humans for farts and burps.
I know, some people need...
They do need to be taxed.
At least like a, you know, at least like a fine jar, like they have a cuss jar at work or something. Yeah. There needs to be a fart jar in some people's houses and workplaces.
I'd be okay with that.
But who would be honest about it? How would you get the money out of them?
You have to call somebody. You have to witness it yourself, like somebody else farting.
Yeah. You get a fart sensor.
Yeah.
There was a lady that that worked at the radio station when we first moved to Charlotte, and she had a cuss jar, and she would make people put money in the cuss jar if they cussed, and then we were like, what? What the hell is that? And you do it? Yeah, yeah, you know. Where does the money go? She donates it to her church. Okay. I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Do we know that for sure? Right, have you seen her? Yeah. Have you seen the receipt from her church at the end of the year for her tax?
Is your church in your pocket?
Yeah.
Church is in my heart.
Is it a rule in the business that we can't cuss? If there's not, then I'm not giving another employee money because I cussed and she happened to hear it.
Yeah, come and collect it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Yeah, Ace act like he's broke now. If he had to put money in a jar every time somebody at work heard him cuss.
Oh, we'd be rich, the rest of us.
Or whoever had the jar would be
sad. But true. I got to work on that.
A swear jar.
Along with so many
others. You swear, yeah.
I always ask, like, I would ask my brother, why do they say swear instead of cuss? And he, we're watching TV and it was one of those because they're Yankees. So I didn't think Yankees used the term cuss at all. I thought y'all always just call it swearing. I said, well, what do they do? Instead of saying somebody cussed them out, what do? I guess they swear you out. I don't know.
That sounds so stupid.
Well,
they swore me out.
I know.
But you don't know.
I don't think I ever said that.
Don't you dare swear at me. And I was little and I go, he didn't say I swear? Because, you know, back then they say, you're not supposed to swear.
Yeah.
And that meant to us, like, I swear I didn't do that. Don't swear. You can promise, but don't say I swear.
I never really understood that either.
I didn't either.
No,
I did get it when you go, I swear to God. What? Yeah. Don't swear to God. I don't think it was the same thing. I think they meant it, don't swear to God, meaning don't cuss God.
Yeah.
Or curse God.
Well, what about when you say, I swear on my mama? What does that mean?
Well, that's your business. Well, so, as long as you, that's fine.
That's your bit. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Right. Yeah. That's your mom. That's whatever.
But,
your mom. Do what you want.
Yeah. Swear on her.
I mean, that's
swear
not,
on her,
that's
whatever.
Not, that's not what I would do on your mama.
Ew, stop.
I'll swear on her.
your mama.
And what does that mean if you swear on your mama?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm asking. What does it even mean?
How does that carry more weight?
That's swear on my mom's life.
Oh.
Swear on my mom's good name.
So if you lie, your mom dies?
Yep.
Hmm. Oh, I thought it was giving them permission to go kill her.
Yeah.
If you find out I'm lying, you go kill my mom.
I thought, man, you ruined your mom's good name.
And what if she's already dead? Does it mean that, like, if she's in heaven, she gets kicked out?
I don't know, because lie. They always say that. I swear on my mama's grave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, what happens? What's the repercussions if we find out that you lied?
Right.
You gonna dig your mama up? She didn't get a grave anymore?
Yeah.
you swore off the grave?
She got kicked out. God was like, your child's lying on you. You got to get out.
Why you swear it on your mama's grave? And then I always, because I think of things literally, and I always have, when somebody would say, I swear on my mom's grave, that then they had to go out and put their left hand on their mom's grave and put their right hand in the air and swear like they would if they're swearing on a Bible.
Yeah.
So if you're swearing on your mom's grave, is that what you got to go out to the cemetery and do all that?
And where did no crosses count come from? Like, who was the first person that swore and had their fingers crossed behind their back?
I mean, you got to work hard to be a little liar.
Yeah.
If you got your fingers crossed. I have my fingers crossed.
No crosses count.
And then there was some other stupid thing that we believed when we were little, that if you cross your fingers for good luck, like, you know, you're watching a ball game or something, they're going to kick a field goal, cross your fingers and give them good luck. That if you did both hands, that was bad luck. You can only cross fingers on one hand.
Hmm.
I never understood where that came from either. But if you're going to believe in that having an effect on something, crossing your fingers, you might as well believe that only one counts. It's all stupid. It's none of it matters.
Right.
Cross your fingers and your toes.
Cross your fingers and your toes.
Yeah. Man, if I see somebody that can cross their toes, I don't want to be around them.
Right. Ew.
They can just do it.
You got crossy toes.
You know, cross all your toes.
Yeah,
it's always going to be one left out, though, right? If you could cross your toes. Sure.
Your pinky toe, probably.
Yeah. You think not the middle one? It'd be easier to cross the fourth toe over the middle toe rather than the pinky over the fourth toe?
Yeah.
I think the fourth toe is going to be the weakest toe, just like the fourth finger is the weakest finger.
But that pinky toe doesn't have that much. I mean, I don't think you can't reach another toe.
And I feel like if you're going to go off the power of the crosses, like, pinky toe has the less amount of
power
than the rest of the toes.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, would never, like, the second toe always over the big toe, right?
Yeah.
The big toe can't go over the second toe.
Yeah, because it doesn't have that much flexibility.
Uh-uh. Right. So, we're just shit out of luck.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
The Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You know, the summertime, people are going to be visiting you a lot more often. So if someone who is, I don't know, you used to be called elderly, it used to be called seasoned citizens, senior citizens or whatever, older Americans. If they come to visit, they get excited when they pull into the driveway and jump out of the car, and then the car is still in drive. And it goes into your living room, does all kinds of damage. Then you would get in touch with Paul Davis Restoration and say, "Hey, you know, Uncle Jarvis just ran his car through the front, you know, through the bay window of the living room." They would come over there with their emergency technicians, start cleaning everything up, repairing it, getting it back to where it was before your crazy uncle drove right into the house.
Jarvis
tried to use your house as a fast food drive through or as a garage. That's what they do, that kind of stuff. Also mold and mildew and smoke damage, flood, all of that. So if you have any of that stuff happen, or you just need to make sure that you're prepared if it does happen, with Paul Davis's information, go to acetj.com/Paul Davis, acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. That always sounds kind of brutal when you say acetj.com/Paul Davis. We don't want to slash Paul Davis.
No.
I want to do that. It's a little harsh with the language there, a little violent acting. So Riggins, when you go spend the night with your parents, your parentals, do you like all of the is it a lot of them doting over you and all of that stuff, and do you like that?
No,
being the center of attention without your brothers around, and
yeah, I like
and
that.
The grandkids not around, so they don't get all the you're just not that they're, you know, setting up forts for you and things like that like they would the grandchildren, but just being able to sit down and talk to you and all of that.
Yeah, I do like that.
And give you groceries and
give me a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
I do enjoy that. My mom made me a bag of food to take home. And it's a bunch of random stuff. And then she put a box of Velveeta macaroni and cheese in there. And my dad's standing in the kitchen and he's staring at me. He goes, "You're going to give him the one thing that I like?"
The one thing.
The one thing. You like Velveeta? I didn't even know. Never heard that before. "You're giving him the one thing that I like?" And she goes, "Tom, I'll get you more." Like, shut up.
So she doesn't go and buy groceries for you
No.
to take with you. She just goes through the pantry and pulls out stuff.
Yeah.
That they already have.
Yeah, it'll be like a half bag of Cheetos, and then. You
know. So she's just basically cleaning out the pantry.
Yeah.
I
would love that.
I didn't realize it was things that were opened or that used some of.
It's like one cookie left.
Yeah. She gave me one apple. She's like, "You want it's a Cosmo, the new Honeycrisp.
Yeah.
It's a Cosmo Crisp or something. I don't know. One, sure, put it in there." And she just goes, "Yes, no." You know, but yeah, it was like a half bag of Cheetos and, you know. Some bat, you know, plastic Ziplocs, the Velveeta macaroni and cheese. Do you eat tomato soup? It's like this huge can of tomato soup. I'm like, yeah, sure. It's that. And she goes through the whole pantry.
I love
well,
that.
Then when Jody cleans out the pantry next time, I'll tell her to put stuff aside for you.
Please. Food prices are up 10%. Yeah. I'm going to take anything she wants to hand over.
Yeah, and y'all have good snacks, too. So I bet your leftover snacks would be bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some bomb ass snacks. As a matter of fact, that's what most of them. That's the brand they are.
Bomb ass
snacks.
Bomb ass leftover snacks.
Yeah. So it works out in my favor. I'm going to take anything she's going to give me.
I love that's
good, but I get it. Your dad going, hey, I like that. Why are you giving that away?
And she's like, shut up.
Yeah. Plus, he's like, it's a grown ass man. We got.
So are you? What are you eating macaroni and cheese for?
What?
Grow up.
Because he loves it.
Yeah, whatever.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, listen, I didn't choose to have a kid. They chose to have a kid. They've got to support him when times are tough. And
it's on you.
Times are tough. So it's really his fault.
But, I mean, they've always done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they come to visit you for something, they take you. Your mom, I remember she used to take you to the grocery store. Sure. You'd go to lunch with her when she still worked in the city. And then she would take you to the grocery store with her to buy you a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Me going to lunch with her is my gift to her. And that's the gift.
Or when she would call and tell you, hey, just in the back seat of the car, there's a lasagna.
Yeah.
And you'd go over there.
Well, that happened at least once a week.
Yeah. Navy bean soup.
There would be like a huge platter or whatever of lasagna, and then a bag where she'd put other stuff in the grocery bag for
in a cooler, and she'd put ice packs in there. Yeah. She'd go, the car's open, just pull it. So I'd pull up, go into her back seat, and then there would always be another surprise in there. It'd be like a couple cans of Coke or something with the soup and Tupperware containers and instructions. She'd put tinfoil on top, 350, lid off, and for another 15, you know. Yeah, she's like,
yeah, that's cool.
She's a mom, a mom, you know, she likes taking care of her kids, especially me. So, listen, if that makes me a mama's boy, I'll wear it. Because I got lasagna out of it.
No, I'd be a mama's boy for lasagna.
Please.
When was the last time you saw her that she didn't give you or bring you anything?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
That's what I figured, yeah.
Yeah, every time.
What That's a awesome. Life.
But you know what, cake? Alexis? If you would have paid your grandmother a scant bit of attention when she lived 5 minutes from you or wherever it was, she would have probably been doing the same thing all the time for you. You'd have whatever kind of pupusas you like all the time. She'd say, just come pick them up.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing about my grandma is that a lot of the food she makes is not my favorite. She likes making beans like every day.
Oh, yeah.
Beans and tortillas, and I'm like, that's not my jam.
Right, okay. Because she is Hispanic and you're not.
If she made better food, I would go visit her a lot more.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
How kind of you.
Yeah. So she doesn't deserve your visitation and your attention because she doesn't cook the things you like.
I mean, if she wants me to come over, she should cook things that I like. That's
if you
good...
really wanted to see me, you should have cooked things I
like. Yeah, like that's she knows that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, she always had popsicles at the house because she knew I loved them. And I would always love going to my grandma's house because I knew I was going to get to eat a whole box of popsicles.
Mm-hmm.
So she should do the same thing now.
So I guess it does make sense then. And Abuela knows what she's doing. She doesn't want her around. So she's like,
I'm going to cook beans.
Maybe this was all on purpose.
Man, that used to be the best thing.
I'm not going to have anything that she likes to eat. And just for good measure, I'm going to have a bunch of white people here.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Because I know she won't come around then.
Oh, my God.
I'm making bean-stuffed avocados for you.
Yeah. Man, ooh, that used to be the best thing, though. I called my grandma and said, I think I'd run up and see you. Okay, well, what would you like? Or she said, I'll take care of it. I'll have lunch ready when you get here. Man, it would just load up.
Yeah.
It was spectacular.
Yep.
I'll probably do that with my kids and grandkids whenever they come around.
You're going to make them food?
Probably.
Can I be your grandkid?
My what?
Your grandkid. That's going to get me food.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Anything to get food.
Being Alexis is not working.
Didn't you get food the last time you went to his house?
No. Well, yeah, but it was Jimmy John's. So.
Oh.
So you got food.
But it wasn't like from their house. Like,
it wasn't homemade. Anything that I cooked. Yeah. She was just there with Jody.
But you got food that you didn't pay for.
But it wasn't the same I want.
She said, yeah, but it was Jimmy John's. Yeah, it was
Jimmy John's. Homemade food.
Man.
Life ain't easy, so
is it? It's not easy.
You got free food, but it's not the type of free food that you were looking for.
Exactly. So... Grandpa, Grandpa TJ, what you cooking today?
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace TJ Family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Ooh. So all the talking about Riggins getting some treats and stuff, food, made you hungry, Alexis?
Oh my God, starving. Mm. And I thought about, I'm like, oh, we had those chips at the meeting on Friday, and TJ said he was going to bring them into the studio. Yeah. And I was like, let me just go check. And they were there.
So Alexis went to the store and got chips and some sandwich crackers and a meat tray, a charcuterie tray, and some chopped up watermelon, honeydew melon, and cantaloupe and strawberries and stuff, a fruit platter. And the meat and the cheese at the end of the 5 hour, whatever it was, it was already turning, like it'd been out too long.
Yeah.
And then there were some cookies, chocolate chip and sugar cookies.
Those cookies were so good.
And Alexis, only thing she wanted was the rest of the fruit. So she walked around the hotel and sat up at the bar for a little while before she left, carrying a few chunks of watermelon and some cantaloupe in a see-through container with a grocery store sticker on it.
And then Adam kept taking some of it. I was like, Adam, I'm taking this home.
Yeah, stop eating it.
Stop eating it. Yeah.
Fancy, luxurious, Hyatt-centric in South Park, Charlotte, she's walking around with one of those loud-ass plastic containers full of... Not even full. Yeah. It just had some watermelon juice left in it and a couple of chunks of watermelon and a couple of pieces of cantaloupe.
Waste not, want not, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Why do people say that?
Did you get mad that the intern took the cookies that were left over?
No, I told him to take them because I had no self-control. I was going to eat them all.
All right.
So I tried to make one adult decision.
So, yeah, Ace's assistant took the, Ace's secretary took the cookies that were left.
Yeah.
And then we got the other stuff to bring into the studio here.
Damn, y'all didn't bring me no cookies? Stuff.
Nope. You should have been there.
Oh, okay,
sucker.
Well, I couldn't really do that.
That's not our fault.
Well, I was going to bring you the cookies, Rob, but Alexis gave them to Ace's secretary.
Yeah.
That's on Alexis.
He was so busy taking notes on his phone for Ace the whole time. He needed a snack.
He did. He sent a bunch of notes.
Worked up an appetite.
Yeah, he should have seen him on his phone. Just
that way I didn't have to pay attention.
He had some helpful thoughts as well.
He had a little shadow. So cute. It's like, I want to be like Ace when I grow up.
You know what? There's something to be learned there, Alexis.
What?
Maybe if you showed as much damn pride as he did.
That's right.
I'm good. I'll take my chances.
Okay.
You could be like Ace, too.
I'm just saying.
Ace, you know.
When are you going to start making him wear straight skirts and heels? Your assistant, Michelle.
When he comes back.
I was like, I didn't know Ace's secretary was coming to this meeting.
I know.
First thing I'm thinking is, why would we want to put this kid through this?
Oh, that poor guy.
He was loving
that. That was Adam. Adam said, yeah, let him bring it.
Brutal. Like, he's staying at this nice hotel in the middle of the city. He could be out doing something fun.
Yeah. He's the one that should have printed like those 500 copies that we needed. Isn't that what interns are for?
Yeah.
Well, where would he have printed them?
Yeah. Figure it out. You're an intern.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a remote.
Problem solver.
He's a remote secretary.
The problem wasn't that we didn't know who was going to copy him. It's just that everybody thought they were supposed to be the one to do it.
Riggins and I knew. We're like, they're going to have copies. We're good.
Well, usually it's sent to me and I print it. And that's what I did.
But, I mean, he and his parents, they're really nice people. Mm-hmm. But they live in Virginia. And he's going to be going to school in Baton Rouge to secretary school.
Doesn't every kid go to bed dreaming of the day he could become ACE's secretary?
Well, this they one should. Did.
This they one should.
He's been dreaming about it since he was a kid, a little kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
There's a resume found builder.
But I wasn't thinking anything about it. I gave him beer, and then I thought, well, he's in grad school, so surely he's old enough to be drinking beer.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I didn't check his ID.
Is he old enough to drink?
Yeah, he's 23.
Yeah. Well, that's what he says.
Well, that's true. I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, did you do any paperwork?
I didn't look at his ID.
His parents were sitting there, too, so I guess they didn't mind.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole, all a play to get beer.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, he went through all that for like two beers. Mm-hmm.
7 hours worth of meeting. Yeah. Sitting in one spot.
He got two Bud Light out of it.
With Adam explaining everything.
Butt's falling asleep. I'm going to get that beer, though.
I'm going to get that beer.
Mm.
Savor it.
They'll all be worth it.
Looking at one of the most complicated Excel spreadsheets you would ever see in your entire life.
God. I didn't know the whole meeting was going to be about the Excel spreadsheet.
I mean,
that was... Oh, God. I was like, I'm still confused.
With as complicated as it was, it needed to be.
No.
He started to lose the room at the end. I was like, Adam, you're losing the room.
Yeah, he did.
TJ's like literally turned around looking at a window.
Yeah.
He's like this.
But it was gone. There was something going on in that parking lot.
Yeah, I'm right sure there was something better to do.
But he's saying, Ace is staring off into space.
Well, because he has a secretary taking notes for him. Yeah. So just read the notes later.
I look over, he's lean back. Black, like blanked out look.
Yeah. No, but if there's a conversation going on that's not in my department, so to speak, and it's when people start repeating themselves in the same conversation, then I figure that if something goes on in the parking lot, I can turn around and look at it, because it's like once you've said the same thing a couple of times back and forth, then I'm checking out whether I'm in the conversation or not. Yeah. And a lot of times it's just because, you know, people have a hard time understanding, you know, that there's TV on somewhere that we could be watching.
On Friday.
Actually, what I was sitting there thinking was, they have a pool at this hotel? I drifted off a couple of times thinking about that, going, all right, we get through here, will there still be enough sun left, actually, if they've got a pool to go? And then I looked up, and they don't have a pool.
Mm-mm.
So then, you know, I went into a long thought process of, wonder why they don't have a pool. I wonder what's on the roof. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Where would you put a pool if there was a pool here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I should put a pool over there.
But I really, I can't, after so many hours in one room like that, I can't focus as much anymore.
Oh, meaning I can't focus from the beginning.
I know it seems like that I have a, just a laser focus ability at all times. You know, like a sniper, where I'd never lose focus of what I'm supposed to be doing, no matter how many hours it takes. But sometimes I do. But it was good.
It was productive.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, was it? I don't remember.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought so, yes.
Oh, well, if anything, team building, we got to hang out with each other. That's outside of work. Well,
and I was just going to say, I took my my Yeti cooler, the one that zips, and it's a backpack. And, you know, those things are known for keeping the ice, you know, for a long time. But the one thing that you've got to do to make that happen is zip it up all the way. Every time you get something out of it, you got to zip it back up. It doesn't matter whether you're out in the sun or you're, you know, sitting in the living room or in a conference room. If you don't zip it up all the way, you might as well just, you know, put a torch to it and heat the ice.
Did somebody not zip it up all the way?
Every time I turned around to get something, it was like not even close to all the way. Sometimes even just didn't even go around the last corner of it. And so it's just nothing but water. Yeah. But then we got finished. No ice. Could have brought a styrofoam throwaway cooler in there to do that much.
Damn.
I thought about that because I wasn't going to close it. I'm like, oh, the ice is probably going to melt. And it's not going to be on me. I'm closing it.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant you thought about closing it and then said, no, I'm not going to do it.
No.
Mm-hmm. But then again, I realized, you know, people aren't as skilled at using ice chests and coolers and all as I am.
True.
Or as you would be, Ace, growing up in Louisiana and always having to have those around all the time. And especially the ones that are, you know, nice.
That's a flex for you?
Did I say flex?
No, I'm asking. Is that a flex that you can use an ice chest? That
no.
You can use an ice chest?
No.
Oh. It's the quality of the ice chest.
Oh, that's the flex.
No. No, I was just saying that, you know, a lot of beer had to be thrown away because of some dumbasses. But it was a great team building exercise. And I'm going to go back and check the security footage to see who it was.
That left it open.
Yeah. So I'll know exactly who the dumbasses were and who they weren't.
Probably Mr. Todd.
That's what I'm guessing. Mr. Todd and the secretary.
And the secretary.
Now we know who gets charged.
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.